But now, around 100 people gathered on Thursday outside Indian embassies in the Czech Republic, Austria and Canada to protest against the imprisonment of Emil Kučera, a Czech entomologist who was sentenced to 3 years in jail in the Indian state of West Bengal last week for illegally gathering rare insects. Jan Richter went to the demonstration in Prague and has this report.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself.
Entomologist Ivan Kubát played his guitar to some 70 people who came together to protest the imprisonment of Emil Kučera, one of the two Czech entomologists arrested in India for illegally gathering rare insects. He and his colleague Petr Švácha set out for the northeast of India in June. On the 22nd of June, they were arrested near Darjeeling, having gathered several hundred insect specimens. Last week, a local court found Petr Švácha guilty and fined him with the equivalent of $500. But the other scientist, Emil Kučera, received 3 years in jail for the same offence. Josef Jelínek, the head of the Czech Entomological Society and one of the protest organisers, says the verdict is unfair.
They may have offended the law bona fide without being properly informed about it in details, but we don't believe that they would do it for commercial purpose. We believe that the laws should be applied to all persons equally, and we cannot understand why from two people who were always together and did the same, one was liberated and the second one was imprisoned.
The entomologists were not sent to India by any scientific institution. They even took time off for the trip. Also, they never applied for a permit to collect insects. The court therefore suspected they collected the specimen for commercial purposes. Ashok Kumar, the vice chairman of the Wildlife Trust of India, assisted the prosecution in the case.
If general scientists can get research permission in India, government may ask him to collaborate with a local government agency or a local scientist so that they can work together. Such permissions are granted. If they had gone to Zoological Survey of India, which is the agency which does this work, and there are many others who they could have gone and they could have applied for research permission, but to come to a country on a tourist visa, therefore it amounts to taking law into your own hand. That is the issue here.
More than 500 scientists from around the world signed a petition calling for the release of Mr. Kučera and Švácha, pointing out that both of them are renowned entomologists. They also claim that collecting insects cannot endanger them. This could only happen if their habitat is put at risk. The head of the Czech Entomological Society, Josef Jelínek, says that the Indian Biodiversity Act from 2002 that the Czech scientists apparently breached may even prevent entomological research as such.
It is characteristic for entomology that it cannot exist, in fact, without a broad international cooperation, and the people know each other and cooperate regularly. And we are all probably somewhat disturbed by the new laws adopted in several countries that not only protect the nature, but even attack the base of this international cooperation.
Emil Kučera has appealed the verdict and remains in India, but his colleagues in the Czech Republic hope they will welcome him back home soon.
Svobodu pro Emila Kučeru.
Jan Richter with that report.